our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 170, the stanzas 1 and 2. Praise waits for thee in Zion, all men shall worship there, and pay their vows before thee, O God, who hearest prayer and what follows. Psalter 170, the first two stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together. You can find in Exodus 12, the verses 1 through 17. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 12, the first 17 verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it, according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, as shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. And no manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the Calgary Hospital, a jade and infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Andre and Natasha DeCock, who was still in the Lethbridge Hospital, Mrs. Colby Slegelant, who has again been admitted to the hospital the day of yesterday with a broken hip and is awaiting surgery, and Mr. and Mrs. Rylan and Sarah DeCock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in the way of thy mercy and in the way of thy long suffering, that thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day, and then we may humbly acknowledge thee for thy sparing, for thy caring, for thy providing, and for thy protecting hand. And thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death. Then we may still be in the precious day of grace. And then in this morning, then thou wast granted once more the opportunity to come up to thy courts and to hear and to see what thou hast to say unto us. And that for a sinful and for a wayward people, Lord, may the wonder make it a wonder by the first time and by renewal, that we may be given to be wondered thy goodness, accompanied with a prayer unto thee, the living God, that thou may remember us and our dear children as we hasten through this time to a never-ending eternity, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, and that it may please thee to visit us with thy salvation. And then in this morning hour, then we humbly implore thee for thy special favor and for thy special blessing, where not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel, the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, which hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation. And then a week of preparation has come to an end, and then thou knowest how it has been with each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest. And may it have pleased thee to grant those holy exercises concerning the holy things of the Lord, because it is called a holy supper, instituted by a holy master, and that for a holy people know not of themselves, but a people that have been made white in the blood of the Lamb. And then thou knowest, Lord, in the life of thy true children, then what a riddles and what a questions, but also what an assaults there can be. May there have been those sighers and those criers unto thee, the living God, for a little token of thy favor, sweet meditations, precious leadings, a further instruction, and that there may be those whose heart have begun to burn concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And then, Lord, then we humbly ask thee, those that have received a divine right, oh, who have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord, who know what it is to be a poor and a lost sinner, but where thy dear Son has also been revealed a certain knowledge, those outgoings, all for whom he has become white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s, and profound impressions, as we have heard out of thy holy word, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Ah, Lord, we read of the bride, that she has prayed, draw me, and I will run after thee. Oh, may it be for thy children truly a banqueting house, and that it may be granted by thy Spirit, that they may see no one but Jesus alone, that they may be fed with that heavenly manna, and that they may by true saving faith to be given to look upon him whose body was broken and whose blood was shed, that his people may be set free. And may it then be for strengthening, for nourishment, for communion, and for union. And Lord, those that have no divine right, remaining in their bench, their rightful place, oh, may thou grant it, that in their bench they may receive profound impressions of what it is to stand outside. May it be accompanied with many sighs unto the God of heaven, aroused to a holy jealousy for that wonderful work of grace, that they may experience the wonderful things of the Lord and to be reconciled unto thee. Ah, Lord, we are so dependent, and thou hast a people upon the earth that experiences more and more, oh, have left in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, but then there is added, and they shall trust in the Lord. O wonder-doing God, wilt thou then be mindful of us in this morning hour? Then we commend unto thee all the temporal needs. Then it has pleased thee in this past week to gladden a father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little one, where thou wast spared life, where thou wast given life. Ah, wilt thou grant unto those parents a soft heart, a humble heart, a bewondering heart, for thy precious gift, accompanied with unceasing prayer, that this little child may be one for thee, may be one for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou strengthen the mother, bless the family circle. We commend unto thee grandparents, great-grandparents, with an increased blessing, with an increased responsibility, a little one that needs to be carried and laid at the throne of grace in this dark and evil time. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou gladden in due time with thy deeds? Remember the families that desire more children. Lord, we commend unto thee all the sick and afflicted, the handicapped daughter, still in the hospital. May the means be further blessed, the calling sanctified. A little infant child also remaining in the hospital. Thou wast given much improvement. May the time soon arrive that the parents may take their little son to their dwelling with a humble and with a thankful heart for thy sparing and for thy caring hand. Then we commend unto thee an old widow, also in this day. Her thought shall multiply, as she was privileged to return home from the hospital. Thou wast given much strengthening, but in the day of yesterday has fallen, taken to the hospital, awaiting for surgery. Lord, wilt thou help her out and help her through? A prayer unto thee, the living God. Remember all under the physician's care. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones and all the elderly ones. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, may our help be in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth. Oh, come down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood. Oh, may many sighs be sent unto thee, the living God, that thou may remember us as a people, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, and with the profound impressions, ah, Lord. May a few have come up, as that centurion has expressed, that he was not worthy that thou would come under his roof. But, ah, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Ah, be then a surprising God. May thou be as one that serveth for a poor, for a needy, for distressed, for a hungry and a thirsty people. And then thou wast promised in thy holy word that they shall be satisfied with the fatness of thy house. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name, the strengthening of the faith of thy children. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. O Lord, my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face. Within thy holy house once more, to see thy glorious grace and what follows. Psalter 163, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 22, the verses 14, 15, and 16. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Our text words speak of Jesus eating the last Passover with his disciples, with three thoughts. In the first place, Jesus typified in this Passover. Secondly, Jesus' desire for this Passover. And in the third place, Jesus' suffering following this Passover. Jesus eating the last Passover with his disciples. Jesus typified in this Passover. Jesus' desire for this Passover. And Jesus' suffering following this Passover. Beloved congregation, we have heard out of the former verses out of this chapter that Jesus has sent Peter and John with directions, and providentially they were led to the upper room furnished, where they were called upon to prepare the last Passover, when Jesus would celebrate with his disciples, and after that Passover, to institute the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ for his church. And then therein, then we see the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ for his children, where before him stood the cross. But then he had a desire. Oh, we have heard it with a great desire. That once more, that he may sit down with his disciples. And in the first place, to grant them a little instruction. In the second place, that he may pray with them. In the third place, to experience that communion with them. And then it was before he would go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And then we have heard out of Isaiah 53 that the prophet Isaiah has spoken of the Lord Jesus Christ as a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep who was dumb before his shears. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, he was the Passover lamb given by the Father for his honor and for his glory and for the salvation of the church. And then also in that last Passover, oh, then that Passover lamb that so richly typified the Lord Jesus Christ,
who would soon be sacrificed, who would soon be offered. And now the necessity of that Passover lamb for the children of Israel. And now the Lord has a people, because when the Spirit works, then it all becomes real. And then we learn something of what the children of Israel have learned, that they came under the sentence of death, of course. Oh, it was especially for those firstborn. And now when the Lord works by His Spirit, then I become that firstborn, where I have transgressed all the commandments of the Lord. And then the Spirit shall teach His people, because in that Passover night, then it was not sufficient, oh, a great blessing, to be an Israelite. And those Israelites have experienced many wonderful things. Also providentially, they have seen, they have experienced, they have heard of the plagues. The first few also came upon them. But then they have experienced that the Lord has made a special separation between the Israelites and the Egyptians. And yet on that night of the Passover, and that is experienced by the true children of God, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for that precious Jesus in the hearts of His people. And to that end, they are given to experience that to be an Israelite, even an Israelite that has performed many good works, that has strived to please the Lord, that on that evening of the Passover, because there the justice of God has declared that the destroying angel would come by. And then concerning the firstborn, then the Lord has said it, we have heard it. In verse 13 out of Exodus 12, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, are there souls that have been busy therewith in a week of preparation, exercised and burdened with that one thing needful, to have learned from this tree, no fruit forevermore. Oh, have there been souls? Have they been exercised with that Passover lamb, a beautiful emblem of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we not read in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7 that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us? And in the first Passover, there were matters that have fallen to the side later. But in that first Passover, then the family circles, they were to pick out a lamb and they were to set it aside for 4 days. Have there been souls where that has taken place? That lamb placed aside, special thoughts, a great need, sweet meditations, our only hope and expectation, and that it is even given burning hearts. Because boys and girls, you can understand it. When that lamb has been put in a separate bed, in a separate pen, and the Jews have even told us sometime tied to their bedpost, then that Jewish people in that 4 days, then they were given to look at that lamb and to think about that lamb and how that lamb that would become their substitute, that lamb would be slain, the blood would be given to flow, would be gathered, and the blood applied to the doorpost of the house Oh, a beautiful emblem of true saving faith. Oh, are there souls in my midst that have learned something of that Lamb, that have learned without that Lamb that I am forever lost, but also led into the depth of the suffering of the Lamb of God. Oh, the Lamb for the children of Israel had to be a clean animal, had to be an animal without blemish. And so the bride has declared concerning the Lord Jesus Christ that he was white. We have heard it out of Isaiah 53, the verses 6 and 7. All we as sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way. Ah, the true child of God is given to turn it unto himself, not only concerning the past, but also the present as a wandering sheep. And for the true child of God, the wonders of free and sovereign grace only become greater. Oh, the love of the Lamb of God, that he was willing to come down upon the earth, that he was willing, as we have heard it on Thursday evening, that the Father has laid the iniquity of the church upon him. And then that willing Lamb, that he was willing to go forward, that he was willing to suffer and die. Oh, with Peter and John, they were called upon to prepare the Passover. And then it especially concerned the Lamb. And then that Lamb had to be slain. Ah, for a Peter and John, they have come under the prophetical ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, received a certain knowledge of him, but they were still so ignorant concerning that priestly office. But now we read in our text, ah, that Jesus had a great desire, greatly what desire. I have desired to eat this last Passover with me, that they may receive a little instruction, that he may be given to point to his own sacrifice, and as a prelude for the institution of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that broken bread, that poured out wine. And now it is specifically mentioned, that Lamb may not be sodden in water, but it had to be roasted with fire. And in the scripture, then fire is an emblem of the justice of God. And the true child of God, they become exercised with that justice. They are given to love that justice. They are even given to agree, and blessed that people that may bow under that justice, that that justice needs to be satisfied. But now, oh, in the Passover Lamb, and in the signs of the Lord's Supper, that broken bread and that poured out wine may be declared that it has been satisfied. Ah, that Passover Lamb, it pointed to the substitute for the church, that that Lamb would be roasted in the fire. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ has taken the death and the hell of his children upon him. The Lamb roasted, according to Psalm 34, verse 20, and not a bone to be broken. And what else? Ah, the Lord has a people that learns it. Oh, what a wonder when the Lamb of God may be revealed. John 1, verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Such a riches and such a fullness. Ah, oh, then I can also be saved, although I am a great sinner and remain so. Oh, when they may be given to look upon that Lamb, upon that substitute, what he has done, what he has sacrificed, then the chiefest of sinners can be saved. But now, of course, not in the time of Jesus. That was only the first time when the blood had to be applied to the doorpost. But now it is necessary that that blood may be applied by true saving faith, which the Spirit works in the beginning in its essence and in continuance in its exercise in the life of a true child of God. And then it had to be eaten with those bitter herbs. Oh, to remind them where they were in the house of bondage. Ah, oh, we hear it every Lord's Day morning. I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the house of bondage, out of the land of Egypt. Ah, oh, that people, they have learned, they could tell us what it was to be under those taskmasters. And so the child of God, because the Spirit does his work to make room for that only name given under heaven, whereby sinners may, can, and shall be saved. Ah, the Lord has a people that know what it is to be under the taskmaster of the law. Because do we not read in Romans 3 that by the law is the knowledge of sin? The Lord has a people that know what it is to be beaten, because the law demands perfect obedience. The Lord has a people that know what it is when they are no longer given straw and help from above, that the law still demands a perfect obedience. Ah, then that people, we read it, that they have wept, that they have groaned, and the Lord has heard his groaning. And that is not a strange matter for the people of God. Thus with the Passover, but also with the celebration of the Lord's Supper, to remember the wonderful deeds of the Lord, and where free and sovereign grace is glorified to the highest. Oh, then that Passover lamb, that was a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was celebrated that last Passover with his disciples and instituted the Lord's Supper. And then in that last Passover, then we read that in John 13, verse 1, with the Last Supper, when there was the washing of feet, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Oh, the great love of the Good Shepherd for his sheep, that he was willing to suffer, that he was willing to shed his blood, that he was willing to give his life, that his church may be saved. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, he has loved them to the end. And to that end, oh, how that love is declared. There's a blessing when in the life of the child of God, when it may be lively, when that love is stirred up, the desire, a burning heart. But now in our text, we do not read of the desire of the disciples, but we read of the desire of Jesus for his people in the celebration of the Passover, of course, including the institution of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover. Does not just say the Passover, but this Passover. May that be granted in this morning for the people of God. Not the Lord's Supper, but may it truly be this Lord's Supper. That it may be special, unforgettable, and that it may be granted to see no one but Jesus alone. And now the wonder. With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you. And that is now the crucial point. Who is now that you? Have there been souls that have struggled with it in this past week concerning that you, reflecting upon the past, cannot deny what you have experienced, but now to be included in that you? Have there been a few souls that have said, "Ach, Lord, send thy light and thy truth to be my guide"? And now in the context, who was now that you? Then we have the disciples. Peter, who was even come up against when the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken of his suffering, the enmity declared against free and sovereign grace, Peter needed to be led further. And then John and James, and then you shall say, "John, oh, the apostle of love," that is true. But for two disciples, when they came to a certain city, not permitted to go enter through, then they have asked whether fire should come down from heaven and destroy those cities. Oh, what Thomas said in John 14, "Let us go with Jesus to Jerusalem and we die with him, seeing everything from the dark side." And of Philip, also in John 14, declared, sitting at his feet and still so ignorant concerning the things of the Lord, "'Tis not all strange to the true people of God." And in Nathanael, where it was, he has stated to Philip in John 1, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Levi, who'd been a publican, and now Jesus, with desire, "I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer," before him stood the cross, the cursed cross of Calvary. But then in his great love, then he did not forget his disciples. He was mindful of them and had a vehement desire to Passover, institute the sacrament, that he would instruct them in the things of the Lord. John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Has spoken of himself as of that good vine. Spoken of his election, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. The necessity of the coming of the Comforter. In John 17, the high priestly prayer. And then we read our third thought, Jesus' suffering following this Passover. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. It's the last Passover that he would partake of. Also declared therein that the ceremonial laws have come to an end with the institution of the Lord's Supper that would replace the Passover, the sacraments in the Old Testament. They were bloody. The New Testament, not bloody, because Christ is the Passover Lamb, has shed his precious blood. Thus the last Passover that he would celebrate is declared before I suffer. And then in the New Testament church, many a Lord's Supper would be celebrated. The Lord Jesus present, not bodily, but with his Spirit, with his majesty, with his grace, with his power. And then also it is implied, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Oh, then at the end, it is all implied in verse 16, that there would be a time for the living church of Jesus Christ, that celebration, that it would be commemorated at the end of the earth when the church militant becomes the church triumphant and when they may partake of that marriage supper with the Lamb in their midst. For I say unto you, I will not meet any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. And now in this morning hour, Christ, as the exalted King, manifesting his power, his truth, his faithfulness, that the table of the covenant may be administered in our midst. And then it also refers to the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Oh, with this true people, that what desire, that he desires to administer and to celebrate this Lord's Supper with his people, and to that end, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Psalter 187, the first three stanzas. Thy loving kindness, Lord, is good and free. In tender mercy turn thou unto me. Hide not thy face from me in my distress. In mercy hear my prayer, thy servant bless. And what follows, 187, the first three stanzas. Thank you. infinite mercy, given us thine only begotten Son for a mediator, and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal. And that thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain us Holy Supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him through Jesus Christ, thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 397, the first three stanzas. O Lord, thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless thy name. I will extol thee every day, and evermore thy praise proclaim. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be prayer day services on Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The first wedding announcement of William Peter Bebb and Cassandra Janelle Slingelant in Rostern. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 397, the first three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.